Max Grieve is with us now to run us through the not news. Morning, Max.
Morning, Tess.
I'm ready. Last week was a doozy. I'm prepared.
Last week was a doozy. Well, in the newsroom, we like to tell, you know, we like to report the news. We like to tell the story, but we also like to tell a story.
Okay.
And this tells a story. Drunk and trying to impress a girl, John Casford went into the squirrel monkey enclosure at Wellington Zoo to capture one.
What? The squirrel monkey?
The squirrel monkey enclosure. He did not count on the monkeys getting the better of him.
Whoa, that took a turn that
I
wasn't expecting.
Didn't it ever. A burglar came off second best against squirrel monkeys at Wellington Zoo. He had a broken leg, a broken tooth, and multiple bruises.
What?
After breaking in, trying to steal one to impress his girlfriend.
Did he fall, or did the monkeys beat him up?
The monkeys beat him up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he tried to get in there, intended to capture one of the small primates to take home to his girlfriend, but was unsuccessful. Wellington District Court Judge Bill Hastings said, "I don't know what happened in the enclosure. You and the squirrel monkeys know, but I don't speak squirrel monkey."
They're like the size of your foot, though. They're the tiny little ones.
Actually, yeah, I probably should have looked it up before I came in here. I think a monkey can still mess you up, though, right?
I mean, doesn't matter
how little it is.
Clearly.
By daybreak, all the monkeys were distressed. Two were injured. And Casford, that's John Casford, the monkey.
The guy who got beaten up by the monkeys.
Had a broken leg, fractured teeth, and bruises on his back. He's been jailed for 2 years and 7 months.
I mean, deserved.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of like Gulliver's Travels.
How so? I'll be honest, I'm not very familiar with Gulliver's Travels.
Well, that's the one with the little
people.
Oh,
the big guy and the monkey, yeah.
And he goes into the world where everyone's really tiny and they somehow manage to beat him up.
Yeah.
Even though they're like this.
Yeah, was the big guy trying to capture one of the little people to impress a girl?
I don't think so, but I'm sure that we can write that plot point in.
Yeah, very nice. His lawyer, now I'm just reading this. This is a new word that I've come about. His lawyer, John Dean, said Casford had been a wastrel.
Oh.
Lying around the streets of Wellington. I guess a wastrel is someone who
lies
around the streets of New Zealand. You Google that. I'll move on to the next story because KFC are going to pay $11,000 for someone to name their child after Colonel Sanders.
What? Like, name their child Colonel Sanders?
No. So apparently the KFC's founder's name isn't actually Colonel. His given name at birth was Harland.
That's not any better.
No, not particularly. If you want to win $11,000, though, submit your information to the Baby Harland page.
Oh, my God.
The KFC contest website. Only eligible if you have a baby born in the US.
I was going to ask.
On September 9th. The day that the original Harland Sanders was born.
Oh, so it's got to be... Okay. That would be a story to tell, though. I was born on Colonel Sanders' birthday and I'm named Harland.
Harland Sanders. Well, yeah, you'd say, "I'm named Harland Sanders," and people go, "Okay, so who's that?" And then you'd have to say, "Well, that's Colonel Sanders' actual name."
I hate that someone has come up with this. A lot of people have approved this. They've given it the tick.
That's true, yeah. Well, a lot of people at KFC have approved a lot of things and they keep getting through.
That's a good
interesting
point.
I don't know if you know much about Colonel Sanders. I've done my reading. He's an interesting guy. After he sort of wrapped up, so he had KFC bought from him back in the day, let's say 70s or 80s or something. I'm not that certain. But after he was done actually owning KFC, he acted as a spokesman and sort of the face of it. But he would just rock up to KFC restaurants, go in the back, you know, past the kitchen, just stick his fingers in the mashed potato to check out if it was all right. Apparently losing his mind towards the end, just thought he could do absolutely anything.
I mean, if your face is all over the building,
yeah,
it's got to give you some level.
That's true, stick your hands in the gravy and stuff.
Oh, that's horrific. Although, if you had gravy... And, you know, it had sort of the finger mark, but it was from Colonel Sanders. Would that make it better than a regular finger mark?
I don't know.
There's a question for you.
sort of working out a way to say finger licking chicken.
I've got wastrel as well, or wastrel.
Oh, yeah?
It is a wasteful or good-for-nothing person.
Oh, that's a good word.
It is.
I have to work out how to pronounce it.
I've got no idea.
Use it all the time.
Yeah, that's the next thing. Google, tell me how to pronounce this word.
Alrighty, I got one more for you.
I'm ready.
You know how I love space news.
I do, yes.
The United States could soon recognize Pluto as a planet.
We're going back to Pluto being a planet.
North Carolina signed the controversial Pluto Bill.
So North Carolina is going to recognize
just
Pluto
last
as
week.
A planet.
Well, North Carolina's recognized Pluto as a planet, and they're now pushing for federal recognition or national recognition. Earlier on Tuesday, Governor Roy Cooper signed into law the hotly debated HB 17, nicknamed the Pluto Bill. It draws into question whether or not the idea of states' rights extends into outer space. The North Carolina say that we've punished Pluto long enough. That's a quote from North Carolina House Representative Pat B. Hurley.
I'm with Pat Hurley.
Dan Forrest said the bill is a historic moment for our state, our country, and most importantly, Pluto.
That would make the little acronym a lot easier to remember. You know, my very elegant mother just served us 9 pies was the one that we were always taught. But when we lost Pluto...
Oh, but it's still easy to remember. You just forget the last word.
My very
it's,
elegant
mother. If anything,
mother
easier to remember.
Just served us nine. Nine what? Nine. There's nothing there.
Do you remember when Pluto was no longer a planet?
I do.
2006.
There was uproar, yes.
Well, the decision was widely respected by scientists at the time, is what I'm reading. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
I'm getting my information from clearly my not scientific people in my life.
Again, you know, I like space news, and I think this is fantastic. Pluto's been out of the news since 2006. What, that's almost 12 years?
Oh, God, it is too. I just had a weird moment then. I was like, what's that, like 8, 9 years ago? Whoops.
And yeah, I'm reading here, in recent years, some politicians have called for the reinstatement of Pluto as a planet. About time.
I'm all on board for this. I have no scientific reason for being on board with this, except for... the little cartoons you see where Pluto looks sad because it's not a planet.
Is that the planet or the what's the dog? Pluto the dog.
That's from Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Is that what
I thought? That's what you were referencing for a second there. Should work these things out before I say them.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks.
Max Grieve there with the not news, getting you through not only the headlines that you do need to know, but the ones that potentially might not be quite as necessary to your day-to-day existence.